about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you gonna tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in. It is a beautiful Friday in Nashville, Tennessee. Couldn't make it much nicer. And it looks like the weekend is going to be the same. 73 degrees at the moment. 75 for a high tomorrow. And then 79 on Sunday. And if you believe what I'm looking at, not a cloud in the sky for any of those 3 days. So we've got the weekend coming, thank God. And we got a good show for you today. A lot of different stuff to get into, but mostly football will be front and center stage. So with that in mind, let me just throw out a couple of little things here. At some point in the 3 o'clock hour, I'm going to give a little bit of update on the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night. We are having amazing response to it, which I always was confident we would, because over about a 30-year period, any time I have asked for help in this community for a charity, I have always gotten it, and I am incredibly grateful for that. I'll get into some specifics at some point during the 3 o'clock hour. As all of you know, a busy weekend of football. Vandy and Georgia play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in what people down in Athens are dubbing Sanford Stadium North. You know the Georgia fans are going to take over. Tennessee, Florida tomorrow night, 6 o'clock down in the Swamp. And then the Titans and the Colts at noon on Sunday, which then leads us to this.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Terry McCormick is on the line with us. How you feeling?
Better. I feel today is the first day that I sort of felt like myself in about 3 weeks.
Well, that's awesome. That's terrific. Good to hear it. Not good to hear it. Great to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Terry, I guess we've got to assume now, because Carson Wentz practiced today in Indy, that until we hear otherwise, he is going to start Sunday against the Titans.
Well, it sure made it sound that way as far as Frank Reich was talking today from the reports up there. I think they said he'll be the old game-time decision. But if you're the Colts, knowing how important this game is for them, being off to an 0-2 start, you know, they cannot afford to go down 0-3. So even if Carson Wentz is 75-80%, they got to like what he gives them better than what Jacob Eason or Brett Hundley would give them at 100%, I would think.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. Now, Wentz, one of his real strengths are his wheels. He's always had great mobility, been able to move around. Terry, this will be the third consecutive quarterback they have faced who can really do it with his wheels. Puts a lot of pressure on the defensive ends, it seems to me, to keep him contained in the pocket.
Yeah, it does, but I think with the ankle injuries, I don't think you'll see Wentz running as much as he normally would. I would guess that they're going to try and keep him in the pocket, do a lot of three-step drops, get the ball out quickly, because they don't want him taking any more hits than is necessary. You know, if he's able to go, you know, they know he's going to be limited. I wouldn't look for him to run. Ordinarily, I would, but under these circumstances, I wouldn't look for him to scramble unless absolutely necessary. And if you're the Titan, that's where not only you need to contain the edge, like you brought up, George, but if you can continue to get that inside push with Danico Autry and Jeffrey Simmons, you can make things hard on Carson Wentz with his lack of mobility now.
What about Taylor Lewan?
Looks like Taylor's a go. Also looks like Roger Saffold's going to have a chance to go. He was back out there at practice the last couple of days. Mike Vrabel did rule out three players. Anthony Firkser will miss his second straight game with a knee injury. It was, kept him out last week. He didn't practice all week. Derek Roberson, who was limited, has been bothered by a knee problem too, so he's been ruled out. And then Caleb Farley, with that shoulder injury, didn't practice all week. He's going to miss his second straight game.
Terry, anything else we ought to get to?
Yes, one more thing. This is Oilers weekend. They are inducting Bum Phillips into the Ring of Honor. And so there are going to be a bunch of old Oiler players on hand, like Warren Moon. I don't think Warren played for Bum, but Dan Pastorini, I think, is coming in. And there will be several guys that wore the old Oiler blue. So if you're a history, a fan of NFL history and, great things from the 70s and 80s like you and I are, George, it'll be a good opportunity to get to see some guys that, were part of your childhood.
You had to go there?
I did.
Part of our childhood?
Well, we were children in the 70s, weren't we?
That's depressing. So have they set a date yet on the late Floyd Reese or Titans head coach Jeff Fisher?
Not that I'm aware of. That's something I'll have to check into. I'm not aware that they've sent out a concrete date on that yet.
What a shame that this was not able to happen the way we wanted it to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, listen, you have a good weekend. Keep getting better, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Thank you.
You going to this game Sunday?
I will be there.
Okay. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, joining us on the show. Now to the news of the day, and we begin in Nashville. The Belmont Bruins are headed to the Missouri Valley Conference, according to Matt Brown of Extra Points. He reports that the OVC powerhouse might formally announce the move as early as next week. I'll also tell you both Tennessee Tech and Murray are looking to get out of Dodge. You can add that to the report. There's no timeline right now on Belmont's move. I would assume that it would be something similar to Austin Peay and Jacksonville State and some of that kind of stuff for the 22-23 season. Does that sound right? Yeah, I guess so. Bottom line is this. It appears the OVC is dying. It just does. I mean, you start taking Eastern Kentucky, Jacksonville State, Austin Peay. Now, if this report is true, Belmont. They're all running for cover. They're all basically, in some form or fashion, for whatever reason, saying to themselves, the OVC isn't strong enough to sustain. And if what I'm putting out there is correct, that a Tennessee Tech and a Murray State are also looking to go, OVC's got a big problem. I don't know where they go from here. I have worried for a while now that this league is in big trouble. Sure looks like it. I hate to see it. Now, happy for Belmont. Missouri Valley Conference would be a really good move for a school that's a basketball deal. They don't play football. And so this makes a lot of sense. And my guess is that this is what's going to happen. So once they make it, I guess, formally official, perhaps sometime next week, then we'll sort of say congratulations. Next story involves the National Football League. Here's what's going on, or at least here's what we think is going on. The NFL is extending the wild card weekend as the league announced today that one of its six first-round playoff games will be played on Monday, January the 17th. The schedule for Wild Card Weekend will now feature two games on Saturday, three on Sunday, and one on Monday. No announcement was made about which network would air each game, though CBS and NBC will broadcast two contests that weekend, while Fox and ESPN will each have one. 2020 playoffs featured 14 teams for the first time, with only the one seed in each conference receiving a bye. Here's kind of the bottom line to this deal. The NFL knows that when you get to postseason, anytime they can stick a game in prime time, they are going to draw monster stuff. And that's basically what they're doing. They're taking as many games. Think about over the last few years, all the various ways that they have moved start times. Now they've got wild card, 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock, noon, 3, 7, now a Monday night game. They've been moving toward getting as many of these games into prime time as they can. And you can't blame them. It's a good move for them. It's also a ratings bonanza for the networks, who you know are thrilled that this is going on. Now, last night, some of you saw this. Christian McCaffrey, Carolina Panthers, will miss a few weeks because of a strained hamstring suffered in the 24-9 victory at Houston. The injury occurred early in the second quarter. Bottom line is this. Carolina's 3-0, and they're really on a high right now. Sam Darnold looks like, you know, this move to get out of the Jets has been great for him. But no Christian McCaffrey, if it goes for long, they got a little bit of a problem. Now on to this commercial. The biggest game of week three is the Monday night matchup between Philadelphia and Dallas. Really? Please. Anybody heard of Tampa and the Rams? And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. It's exciting stuff. They've got a lot of good things going on, whether it's same-game parlays, money lines, touchdowns, scoring. They're the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. And when you win, they'll get you your money quickly in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. So see for yourself. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code WNSR so they'll know I sent you. Now, got to tell you one other thing. Got to be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for TN users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. TN site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call TN Redline 800-889-9789. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
Your Atlanta Braves are trying to close out their fourth straight division title, but the battle for the East is always a close one.
Swung on and struck out towards deep right field, rising through the sky, back to the wall, bombs away!
Tonight, the Braves kick off their weekend out west as Dansby Swanson and the Braves take on the San Diego Padres live from Petco Park.
Coverage begins tonight at 8:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
We are back, and we're about to talk to the man who I believe knows more about high school football in the state of Tennessee than anybody. He is the guru, and he is Murphy Fair. Murph, how are you?
I'm doing well, George. How are you this afternoon?
Good. I know you were at the Lipscomb Academy Oakland game last night. Kind of tell people a little bit about the setting and a little bit about the game, because I hear it was spectacular.
Well, you and I both make our living with words, and I don't know that I have words that can adequately describe what took place in Murfreesboro at Oakland High School last night. It was the perfect setting. The weather couldn't have been better. And it's what everything I think high school football should be about. Two great teams, two well-coached teams, nearly 6,000 people in attendance, a great band, a great set of cheerleaders, dance teams for Oakland High School. It just had everything that you expect to see at a high school game. Great sportsmanship on the field, as well as some incredible talent on both sides of the ball.
Murphy, if you had to guess, these are two of the top programs in the state. How many D1 prospects would have been between those two teams?
Oh, I'd say at least 8 or 10 young men, not necessarily all seniors, but probably close to a dozen, including both teams, of young men who will probably be playing Power 5 football in the next 2 or 3 years.
Incredible. So yeah. This is what, year 3 for Trent Dilfer? Is that right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
I believe that's right. Yes.
So he's taken this program and clearly closed the gap between where they were and where they are now. Murphy, how close were they to Oakland? I mean, I know you can, you know, look at the score and say, okay, they were up 21-7 at one point, got beat 29-21. How close do you think they are to Oakland?
I think they're pretty close. Obviously, the score reflected that. It was one of those games where, before the opening kickoff, everybody figured that the team that made the fewest mistakes would probably emerge the winner. And basically that's what happened. We saw a couple of turnovers. We saw but not very many of those. I mean, both teams performed almost to the max. I can't really imagine anybody performing any better than that, but there are those who think McCauley out of Chattanooga, they've won back-to-back Division two AAA championships. You've got to include CPA, a team that has handed Dilfer a defeat every time they've met on the field, I think. It'll be interesting to see, because I think Oakland still has to play CPA. If I'm not mistaken, CPA will face Lipscomb and Oakland back-to-back here in a couple of weeks. So we're going to find out real quick who the cream of the crop is before it's all said and done, I think.
Talk to me about how this game was put together, because it certainly was not the traditional way.
No, I had someone last night tell me that this game was scheduled all along, but that was not the case. I talked to the coaches later about that, and they both had open dates. As you well imagine, once teams reach a certain level like that, nobody wants to play them unless they have to, unless it's a regional game. And both teams found themselves with only 9 contests. I mean, look at Oakland. They've gone to Jackson, Mississippi, to play a game on national television. They're going to play at South Pittsburgh. That's a 6A team against a 1A team whose coach that scheduled that game has now gone back to Canada to be an assistant coach in the Canadian Football League. I'm talking about South Pittsburgh there. But I'm not real sure who made the initial phone call, but they both only had 9 ball games. And when they got to looking at open dates, one of the coaches just simply called the other and said, "What do you think?" And the other said, "Sounds like a good idea to me. Let's see if we can book it."
Interesting. NBA Brentwood Academy tonight. In most years,
a lot of love in that game, don't you think?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said a lot of love in that game.
Oh yeah, yeah. Murphy, when they get together, usually the stakes are really high. But this go round, NBA has sort of been on a down note. They have not been off to the kind of start they're used to. What's going on there? Why are they in this position? Is it simply tough scheduling? Kind of tell me what you think.
Well, I don't know. I've always said that even the best of teams from time to time have a drop in the talent. And I'm not necessarily downgrading the kids that are out there now. I mean, one of the best quarterbacks in the whole state is taking snaps at NBA right now. But that does happen. And both of those teams have actually slid a little bit. I think Brentwood Academy comes into the game at 3-2. NBA is not much, not even there. They've won 2 out of 5. I don't know how much COVID has played a role in both of those programs. Right now, Macaulay seems to be the team on top. They've won out of Chattanooga. They've won the last 2 Division II AAA championships. I don't know that there's any one single factor that would answer your question, George. I just think that from time to time, teams will drop a little bit in the talent level, and teams will rise. And a lot of times, you know, it just depends on who got the best player to come to their school, I suppose.
So is your gut feeling Brentwood Academy wins?
Boy, I don't know. It's they have surprised me in a lot of situations this year. Their only league win thus far has been against St. Benedict, and that's probably the 12th best team in that 12-team league. NBA scored a win against Father Ryan, and Father Ryan's playing awfully well right now. I'd say if that was one that I had to pick, since it's being played out on West End, that NBA may come away with a win tonight.
I always try and get my alma mater in here, but this time, legitimately, BGA at Pope John Paul tonight. I know what a great job Justin Geisinger has done, the former Vanderbilt football player, in taking Pope John Paul to new levels. Talk to me about BGA and what they're doing well right now.
Well, first of all, they've got a great head coach. You and I are both huge fans of Jonas Rodriguez. And you can already see the influence that he's had on that program in just a couple of years. He turned ECS in Memphis around in a couple of years before coming back to his native Middle Tennessee. But I just don't think they're quite ready to compete with the teams in Division II AAA. I think we're seeing an awful lot of that year, that this year in terms of scheduling. Look how many Division II AAA teams that CPA has played or will play this year. I was really surprised that that the BGA JP2 game came about because BGA traditionally has not jumped up to that AAA league quite as often as maybe some other teams. But for those schools, unless they're in a region with 8 or 9 teams, they're going to really struggle. One of those Division II AA regions, I think, only has four teams. It's the one in Memphis. So that means they've only got 3 guaranteed games. And finding 7 opponents for teams like Lausanne or ECS is extremely difficult, and it's not any easier if you're a Lipscomb CPA or BGA or even Davidson Academy. There's just a pretty good jump from AA to AAA.
Murphy Fair is on the line with us. I call him the guru. My opinion is that this guy knows more about Tennessee high school football than anybody in this state. Murphy, talk about the game you're covering tonight.
Well, originally I was planning on going to Hartsville, one of the places I love going to. It's a very special atmosphere when you visit the Creek Bank to watch a football game. But at the last minute, I've changed my mind and decided to go to Tullahoma. It's a little bit closer to my house, and they've got their hands full tonight. They're playing Pearl Cone. The Firebirds have got an outstanding team, maybe one of the best that Tony Brunetti has had in his long tenure at Pearl Cone. It's a regional game, if I'm not mistaken, and one that I don't know. It's been a while since those two teams played each other. I'm not real sure that they have met before. I think they have, but I'd have to dig into my record book or my memory bank, and that doesn't seem to be real strong these days.
I'd go to the book.
I would think that'll be a really good game for a while, but I just think Procon's got too much athleticism to stay with Tullahoma from kickoff till final horn.
Pearl Cone, the best of the Nashville public schools?
Probably so. I think so. Cane Ridge is down a little bit this year. East Nashville is another team that I haven't seen yet play, but I've heard a lot of good things about what's going on out there. But the difference between the haves and the have-nots in the public sector in around Nashville seems to be getting wider and wider. Schools are beginning to build dynasties, if you will, but the public schools still have to look over their other shoulder to see how many Division II schools are robbing their rosters of players, because you're seeing more and more kids that may be zoned to go to, say, a Maplewood or a Hillwood or something like that, and they seem to keep winding up at Division II school rosters more and more all the time.
Murphy, we got about 2.5 minutes left. Give me two or three other games that are really worth paying attention to tonight.
Well, it's not a regional game, but I think Gallatin at Cookeville could be an interesting measuring stick. It's a couple of different regions. Jimmy Maynard has already proved himself as a strong head coach. He's had success there. He's had success at Smith County. He's had success at Upperman. This is not his strongest team at Cookeville by any means, but nonetheless, I think they'll give a great effort tonight. And Chad Watson, on the other hand, one of the up-and-coming young coaches, I think, here in the Mid-State, a Smith County native. He played some football at Gordonsville before his family moved to Clarksville. I think he finished his prep career at Clarksville Academy. I know he coached some at Clarksville Northeast before taking the job at Gallatin, but Gallatin's record right now reflects only one win in four or five ball games, and I understand the natives over there are getting a little restless right now, but I still think it'll be an interesting ball game, to say the least. Smith County plays at Trousdale County tonight. It's a border war that's got a very rich history. Matt Dyer, the new head coach at Smith County High School, his father was the head coach, Pat Dyer, there for many years. But Matt was the middle school head coach in Hartsville, Trousdale County, up until this year. So it'll be interesting to see how much knowledge he gained during his tenure in Trousdale County that he's now taken to Smith County. And Smith County's Owls go to the Creek Bank tonight. It's always a war when those two get together, and I think that'll be a dandy game as well.
Murphy, the music means we're about out of time. Your timing was perfect. People can hear you and I tonight babbling about high school football. If you'll go to Main Street Media, go to their website, you'll be able to hear our show, and look forward to talking to you tonight.
I think the high school football site is Main Street Preps, and if they go to that, they can listen to what we think, and that and a dollar might get you a cup of coffee. Who knows?
Stop there, Murphy. Thank you. We go to the break.
George.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We are efforting at this moment to talk with United States Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton. 1984 that he won a gold medal. As a lot of you know, he is as good a figure skater as this country has ever put out. Not only that, you can tell I'm stalling a little bit. He's an incredible human being. He really is. Earlier today, my downtown Nashville Kiwanis Club does every year a Nashvillian of the Year. And the truth of it is, because of COVID, this award got delayed a little bit. And so we presented him with what was supposed to be the 2019 Nashvillian of the Year. And as is always the case, when he ends up speaking, this guy is one of the two or three best public speakers that I have ever heard. Every time I hear him in person, there is always some message that he ends up delivering that is off the charts. He is that good. So, I'm kind of stalling around waiting for him. And so, while I'm stalling around, just sort of looking at the phone, I'll throw a couple of things out there. I may get stopped in midstream, but what the heck? I really like Arkansas. Okay? Y'all figured that out a good while ago because I made it my underdog pick earlier in the week. Not only that, I booked it. I intend to win for the second week in a row in a book it. Anyway, trying to make contact and still nothing happening, but hopefully we'll get that to happen here in a minute. Anyway, back where I was going, and I'm pulling up some of these numbers, and I'm told Scott will be with us here in just a second. Middle tonight, 3-point dog against Charlotte. I hate doing this. I think it's Charlotte. Will Healy's already gotten a big Friday night victory. Remember when they beat Duke a couple of weeks ago? I got a feeling they're going to get another big one tonight. They're on a roll. Middle's having a tough season again. Virginia tonight. About a 3.5-point favorite against Wake. Now, Wake's pretty dangerous. Wake is coming off a big win over Florida State. But the question is, what does that mean right now? Everybody's beating Florida State. Mike Norvell apparently is in deep trouble down there. I like Virginia tonight, though. I think at home they're going to win this thing. But we'll just kind of wait on that. So, I'm told that Scott Hamilton is ready and raring to go. Scott, I bragged on you earlier. I said that you are one of the two or three best public speakers that I have ever heard. The messages you deliver are tremendous.
Oh, thank you, George. You're a good man. Hope you didn't mind me kind of poking fun at you when you were walking out.
That was okay. You know what? I have to leave every week about 15 minutes early to get over here, and every last one of the speakers does it to me, and so I'm pretty used to it.
No, it's just, you know, as I mentioned today, you know, Nashville is such a spectacular community, and it's unique in so many ways. I've never been in a community that was so giving, so thoughtful, so compassionate, so remarkable in the way that, you know, if a neighbor has a problem, you know, you've got somebody there to solve it, you know, or to work together to solve it. And, you know, there's so many examples of this, you know, whether you go back to the Nashville floods or, you know, any of the other things, the tornadoes in East Nashville, all the things that have come and happened in Nashville, it just seems like, you know, we don't need, you know, people coming in from around the country necessarily. We need help and support, of course, but generally, it just turns into this, you know, the people just roll up their sleeves. You know, kids at Belmont and Vanderbilt and Lipscomb will, you know, take classes off to come and pull drywall and you know, help people. And it's just, it's extraordinary. And you look at, you know, all the different causes that call Nashville home, and they're solving, you know, global problems. So, you know, today, you know, just the whole idea of, you know, being recognized as, you know, sort of the Nashvilleian of the year, I was just sort of humbled in a really big way because there are so many people in this city that do remarkable, magnificent things, and you know, I just hope to be among them.
Scott, I told everybody before you got on about the Nashvilleian of the Year award, so I'm going to move right to your bailiwick. The U.S. Figure Skating Championships, right after all the bowl games are over, January the 6th through the 9th, the tickets went on sale yesterday, the single session tickets.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big deal for our city, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's gigantic. When you think of the first major event ever held in Bridgestone Arena was the 1997 U.S. Figure Skating Championships, and now we're in the 25th anniversary of that event. And we're holding it again, and this time we get to present the Olympic team. You know, the birds of the Olympic team for the 2022 games in Beijing will be decided here in Nashville, you know, and it's huge. I mean, there's going to be so much momentum coming out of this city. Nobody puts on a big event or, you know, who throws a better party than Nashville? But nobody, right? So the idea, you know, of this is you've got, you know, figure skating, which is an anchor sport of the Winter Olympics, and it's an American team will be chosen here in Nashville, and it's really gigantic. And it's funny because it started with, you know, an offhand remark to Butch Spiridon of the National Convention Visitors Bureau. We're having lunch together one day, first time I met him, and I saw the enthusiasm he had. He goes, "I was part of '97. Yeah, we all that'd be so cool to do this again for the Olympics here, you know." And I just decided all I can do now is mess this up. So I'm just going to be quiet from this day forward. And you know, I got a message right after that to, you know, come meet in Sean Henry's office with Scott Ramsey and the National Sports Council. And then before that meeting, I got a call from U.S. Figure Skating just saying, you know, Nashville's number one on our wish list for the, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and not say a word. I'm just going to let this process happen. And it's been so organic and there's been so much enthusiasm around this. You know, of course, COVID, you know, has been sort of like on everybody's mind, you know, but I'm really optimistic by January. You know, there's going to be a lot of momentum, you know, just so much excitement about seeing figure skating at that level live in this town is going to be something that people will never forget. It's so exciting to see skating live. I mean, we see it on TV and we say, wow, that's really cool. But to see it live and in person is another thing entirely. And we've got some of the best skaters in the world competing here in Nashville in January, and Nathan Chen being one of them, arguably the best skater of all time, you know, and we get to witness him, you know, taking the ice for his U.S. championship before the Olympic Games. And wow, that's rare. That's unusual. And I'm just really honored to be, you know, play a small part in that.
I got 30 seconds to end this. When you said it was 25 years ago, you want to know how old that made me feel? I did the first remote broadcast from the arena. We did our show, did this show from there that Friday afternoon.
Wow.
Which means, Scott, I'm getting old.
No, it just means that, you know, you are an established member of this community and that you've served it well and well enough to last, you know, the test of time. And, you know, I think back to 97, it was March of 97 that I was diagnosed with cancer, you know, and I'm still here. You know, it'll be 25 years. So
I know.
It's all these years just mean that we're more experienced. We've collected all these wonderful memories, and we get to leverage those into creating more memories.
And I got to stop you there, Scott.
We're going to be there.
Okay. They're telling me I got to go to the break. Talk to you.
All right, buddy.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text RADIO to 64000 to start learning a new language today. That's RADIO to 64000, RADIO to 64000.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City. Phone number 832-9511 or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
The race for the East always comes down to the wire, and your Atlanta Braves are looking for their fourth straight division crown.
1-2, swung on, hit high and deep to center. This has got a chance. Back is Quinn. He leaps up. He didn't get it. Home run.
Tonight, the Braves wrap up their final road trip of the season as they square off with the San Diego Padres, live from Petco Park.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 2:55 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
And now, it's time for Stat of the Day. Brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
So y'all are sitting there saying to yourselves, he's in there by himself. He's babbling like an idiot, which at times is true. And he probably doesn't have a stat of the day. Well, think again. Because two different people gave me the same stat. A listener, Dan Henley. And Dan, if you're out there listening, thank you. You were not the only one who gave me this. The other person was Watson Brown. Listen closely on this one. 21 years ago yesterday, Watson Brown's little old UAB, a program I love saying this, that he birthed. What does that mean? It means he was the first coach there, and when they decided to establish a program, they hired Watson, who had been at the time Oklahoma's offensive coordinator. Anyway, about 4 years later, on this date, yesterday, 21 years ago, Watson Brown's UAB team beat Nick Saban's LSU Bengal Tigers down in Baton Rouge by the score of 13-10. Here's what I remember. Okay, it's a little fuzzy 21 years later, but this much I am certain of. Watson and I have been friends going back to, late 1970s. He was just taking over as the head coach at Austin Peay, and I was a student at Vanderbilt. And I was his television coaches show host. And it arguably is the worst TV coaches show in history. I had a nice case of acne. His hair was a little too long. I wore plaid pants and looked like a fool. But I move on. 21 years later, or however long later it was, he upsets LSU in Baton Rouge. I listened to the last 30 minutes of the game on WWL, LSU's flagship out of New Orleans. And to say the least, I was one happy camper for my buddy Watson Brown. Happy anniversary to you, Coach. Look forward to having you back on Monday. The 3 o'clock hour is about to happen. We'll open the phones right about 3:12. If you want to get in on the lines now, go ahead and do it at 615-844-5600. Jeff Pennington will join us to start the hour, where I believe it will be a calling of the Hogs, Pig Suey, Razorbacks. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
WPDQ,
Transpiro. On air and online, sports radio, WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. In Texas, thousands of migrants have been cleared from the makeshift camp in the border town of Del Rio.
Officials say all of those migrants who were huddled under a bridge have now been cleared from the camp where they had gathered. The final two buses left with migrants on board, taking them to a Customs and Border Protection processing center. Most of the migrants in this rush were Haitian, many trying to seek asylum as family units. For those not qualifying for asylum, some deportation flights have taken them back to their home countries. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An investigation is still ongoing into the treatment of some migrants by border agents on horseback. Americans over 65 who received the initial Pfizer two-dose vaccine, along with other high-risk individuals and frontline and essential workers, can now get the Pfizer booster shots. Health experts are also urging Americans to get their first shots and say the majority of surges in hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated. This is ABC News.
At CDW, we get that a cyborg assistant won't make your employees more productive from home.
Please, call me, Brian. I can vacuum your dog.
That's great. But at CDW, we can design a productivity solution with Lenovo devices that offer fast, reliable connectivity to help your people manage their workloads the right way.
Can I have a human hug?
No. For technology that moves you forward, trust Lenovo and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Learn more at cdw.com/Lenovo client.
Really? What? No way. That's what visitors at International Bird Rescue say when they learn we rely on Dawn dish soap to clean wildlife, the same Dawn they use at home to wash dishes. Yep, wildlife rescue workers have been using Dawn for decades, helping save more than 125,000 birds, even these little ducklings. You see, Dawn suds loosen up the grease and rinse it from their delicate feathers. Taking grease out of wildlife's way is...
so Dawn easy.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
Eagle View Roofing and Contracting is reminding all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to learn how you can send a military care package today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. Give Tyler, Casey, and John a call today at 615-426-4369. That's 615-426-4369. Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. They're people who care.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration says, drivers, be particularly alert driving during the hours when children are walking to and from school. Please drive as if their lives depended on it. All too often, they do. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area, specializing in new construction, repairs, and restoration. Residential and commercial, give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, wishing our kids a safe and healthy school year.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. I'm going to open the phones somewhere in the 312, 315 range. If you feel so moved as to get in early, by all means, do it. 615-844-5600. I'm solo today. Nobody else to mask my stupidity. So I am going to look for your calls and your participation at the proper time. Before Jeff Pennington joins us, I do think that we need to hear this and listen closely. Okay, that is, oh my God, play it. I didn't know there were words. That don't sound like the calling of the hogs, does it? Yes, I do believe Arkansas is going to beat Texas A&M outright, and I'm not the only person in the world that thinks that. And by the way, I booked it as my underdog pick when we did the competition on Wednesday. Jeff Pennington is on the line. Jeff, great minds think alike. Why do you believe Arkansas?
Well, I'm a big fan of home dogs. They're starting hot. You know, they covered every game so far, and I know A&M's good, but I like the streak. I like the energy behind them, and I think they're going to be ready to play. I think they're going to win. What are they, 5.5, 6-point dogs?
At the moment, 5.5 with an over-under of 47.
Yeah, I kind of like the over, too, but I almost honestly like Arkansas on the money line, but I'm going to take them with the points, with the dog points.
By the way, speaking of that money line, hold on here just a second. I flubbed this. Arkansas on the money line is plus 182. Did you see, by the way, the story about the guy with the 16-team parlay?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't either. But there was a guy out in one of these deals, and he got 15 pieces of it right on Sunday. And he did money line on all of them. And so the last one out there was Detroit on Monday night. That was the one that if he had won it, his $25 bet would have gotten him $726,000. So, Jeff, I'm going to ask this question because Green Bay on the money line Monday night was minus 600. Now, don't ask me where you go get 600 grand, you know, in less than 24 hours. But if you had that opportunity, if you had the chance to win $726,000, would you go for the gusto, or would you walk in, put the $600,000 on Green Bay and say, no matter what, I'm going to win $110,000?
I probably would have done $300,000 to win $50,000. I would have taken. I like those dogs. I like the long shots, but I don't know. Maybe $600,000. If I had $600,000, that's a pretty good. I mean, I did bet on Green Bay at -14, so yeah, I probably would have done that.
I mean, if you won 15 in a row, don't you have to come away with money?
Oh, I mean, why would you? I'd do it on 3-game parlays. I'd be a little disappointed that I didn't do that.
Now let's get to the one here. The Titans at the moment 5.5 with an over-under of 48, and the word is getting out of Indy that Carson Wentz did practice today, listed as a game-time decision. Jeff, I got to believe that unless something goes completely haywire, he is going to start and play in this game. What do you think?
He's going to start and play. Two and four.
So take it a little farther. Where are you going in this?
I like the over. You know, I really think I'm going to take the Titans just because I'm rooting for them. But I was reading the other day that under Vrabel, like, I forgot how good we are after double-digit losses, like 8-2, but he's only .500 after big wins. So he gets them, he keeps them calm after they win, but he doesn't necessarily always keep them up for the next game. And sometimes the disappointing part about, it seems like all Tennessee teams, whether it's Vanderbilt, Tennessee, the Titans, we like to play at the level of our competition. And hopefully they get ready for a division game, but I do like the over a lot. I think it's going to go over.
So you're looking for something in that 30-24, 30-27, 27-24, hopefully Titans, but definitely exactly. A lot of points.
Yeah, I think the Colts, I mean, the Colts defense is good, but and I think the Colts are going to be a little inspired. They haven't looked terrible for being 0-2. I don't think they're the worst-looking 0-2 team out there, but I think our points, we're going to put up points. We're at home. We got it going. Derrick Henry's feeling good. I think we'll win. I don't like the line. What is the line? 5.5? 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the line, but I do think it'll be high score. I think we'll put up 28 to 33 points.
Who'd you have last week?
I had the over and the money line. I actually parlayed the money line of Titan Bay and over, so I love that game.
Nice. Who'd you have on the college level?
I took Stanford against you with Vanderbilt, and then we both took Alabama. They covered in the first quarter, and then they blew it.
Yeah, we needed to end it early. Tell you what, Florida pushed them around a lot late.
You know what blew my mind about them is their run D looks suspect.
I know.
Running it up the gut for, like, not like 5-yard carries, like 10 to 15-yard carries constantly. So either Florida's just got an unbelievable run game or Alabama's run D is a little suspect.
Well, you know as well as I do that it sort of opened up. You know, 2 weeks ago, everybody had this feeling, gosh, it's just Alabama and the rest of the field. And now all of a sudden it's opened up a little bit of, you know, confidence, people saying maybe they are gettable.
Yeah, I mean, I know Georgia Watch didn't like it.
Ooh, yeah.
Florida's good. I told my buddy who went to Florida, I said, you know, I was even though I bet on Alabama, I was rooting on Florida at the end, and I don't like rooting on Florida. And his wife said, well, be careful. You'll root on one week, and next week you'll be wearing jorts.
Well, and that'll be interesting tomorrow, Jeff, to see if emotionally they get back off the deck or does Tennessee catch them flat.
I don't even want to. I'm so tired of losing to Florida. I hope we win, but it's I think we can hang with them. I do think we'll cover 19.5. I think we'll stay within 19.5.
Okay, I'll hold you to it. Listen,
all right, awesome.
You have a good weekend.
You too, and go Titans.
Bingo. Talk to you.
Bye.
Jeff Pennington with his weekly prognostications. Okay, in a couple of minutes, I'm going to open the phones. I'm looking for two more red-blooded Americans. Basically, on Fridays, I try to open it up to you all and let you do the yapping, and I kind of kick back and have some fun. This is for me, the fun of sports talk radio. 615-844-5600 is the number. I'm looking for two more red-blooded Americans who have things on their mind they want to yap about. First, I'm going to give a little bit of an update. The response to the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night has been incredible. We have 46 confirmed foursomes trying to get 64. The charities involved are the Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center, and both of them are incredible charities. We're going to have this thing sold out by October the 15th. We just are. So I'm going to put the challenge out there right now. Whether you want to play as a single person where I get you on another team, or you want to commit you and three others as a foursome, you better do it here in the next week or two, because it's going to be all gone and you're going to miss one of the incredibly fun deals I have ever put together. When I go ahead and announce all the celebs that have agreed to be in this thing, you're going to sit there and go, dadgummit, I screwed up. I should have gotten involved in it. Well, this weekend, you could do that. You could go on this email site, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. This is going to be a heck of an event. I'm fired up that so many of you have already agreed to participate and can't wait to see more of you. Tad bit disappointed. I still got a line open. Where are you all? I need you. I want to talk some college football. I want to do a little yapping. Okay. Let's start with Eric. Not Eric, excuse me. Let's start with Tony in Nolensville. Tony, got about 2.5 minutes, and if we need to start into the second segment, we will.
I'm good, George. I can get this in there. First of all, that's interesting news you've mentioned about Belmont and the OVC. I'm not sure. I think we see what's headed, where the OVC's headed, and yeah. It's going to be curious how this affects TSU, who, when they joined the OVC, didn't they come in as an independent back in some time ago?
Yes.
They did, and I wonder if they'll go back to being an independent.
That's a really good question.
And I was just on that. And another thing you mentioned earlier about the Athens, they call it Sanford Stadium North.
Yeah.
I was out there 2 years ago when I witnessed it. Matter of fact, I had Georgia fans sitting all around me, and I told them I had a real nice drive down. They said, what are you talking about? I said, aren't I in Athens?
Wow.
And they were like, man, you're crazy, you know. But it felt that way. It really felt that way. And then, of course, LSU come in 2 weeks later, I think it was, and took over the stadium once again. So it's really a sad situation on that.
Tony, here's the bottom line to this. You know and I know exactly what it's going to look like tomorrow.
Sure.
And internally, inside Vanderbilt's athletic department, somebody needs to take the bull by the horns and say, for the sake of our football student athletes, we are going to start to fix this problem and regain the use of our stadium.
And take back the fort. You know, it's sad. It's really sad.
It's pitiful.
Situation. And one last thing I'm going to touch on, George. You're talking about the guy with the parlay card. We talked about it earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Winning the 15, wouldn't you put that equivalent to on picking the brackets in March of being picking all the teams all the way through and having a clean bracket to the Final Four?
I would say through the first weekend.
Okay.
Is what I would compare it to. Either way, it's a hell of an accomplishment.
That's true. Well, buddy, have a great weekend.
You too.
And everybody else, have a good, safe weekend. And, George, I like your Arkansas pick. I really do. I think it's a good pick.
Keep your fingers crossed. Have a good weekend.
See ya. Bye.
Okay, I've got one line open when we come back. I'm looking for a red-blooded American who wants to talk some sports. 615-844-5600. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Julius's Tree Climbing Service is on the air reminding all Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Julius's Tree Climbing Services, serving the area with quality tree service, removal, and pruning, offering military and senior discounts with payment plans also available. Call 615-920-4842. That's 615-920-4842. Julius's Tree Climbing Services, thanking all of our troops, veterans, and first responders.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go. From WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
I love it. We got a sellout crowd, and we're ready to roll. As soon as a line comes open, I'll let you know it. Eric in Nashville, get us started.
Hey, George. Well, thanks, high school. Great. I wish I could do it, but I just can't take a chance with my hip and everything. I've had surgery and just trying to recover for that. I don't think it would be too good for me to get out there and try to bowl with a...
You know what, Eric?
From hip surgery.
I totally get it. If you get a chance to come out that night and just hang around, do it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, George, I'm going to attempt to give my terrible threes. I had another terrible week. I was 1-2, so I'm now 1-5. The only one I won on, I think, was the Patriots against the Jets, because, of course, he's probably winning with the Jets. They're the worst team in football. In fact, I'm going to go with the Jets again, because since they're the worst team in football, the Denver Broncos, I think, are like about a 4.5, 5-point favorite against the Jets. The Jets are horrible.
Oh, they're more like 11.
Yeah. And I'm telling you what, George, it's hard to believe. I heard a Jets fan go off this morning, and I can't say I disagree with him. They said the Jets couldn't believe not only the whole deal with Sam Darnold, but they had a chance for Matt Rhule at coach, and they passed on him for Adam Gase. They also had a chance, I didn't know this, to get Christian McCaffrey. So that just tells you how inept this team is. And Sam Darnold definitely is now performing well against the Carolina Panthers. I'm not saying they'll win the division, but I think unless they just suffer a rash of injuries, I think they're going to make the playoffs.
We're going to find out, though, Eric,
What
can they do without McCaffrey? Yeah. Because might be a good exercise for them.
Yeah. Although one thing that'll help them is they'll have 10 days off. Their next game is in Dallas against the Cowboys, and Dallas is actually playing the Monday night game, so that may be an advantage to them.
Hey, what about the Monday night game? Philly will be a good one.
Dallas. Yeah, sure will. Well, pick number two, George, I'm going with the Las Vegas Raiders, which is a 3.5-point favorite over the Miami Dolphins. Tua, whether it's fair or not, is starting to get the reputation that he's injured pro can't stay in the lineup, and even with him, the Dolphins can't score. I know they've got Jacoby Brissett, but they got shut out by the Buffalo Bills, and in the first game they won, but it was only 17-16. They're having trouble scoring on offense. Now, they've got a good defense. If the defense special teams come through, maybe they win, but I like the Raiders, a 3.5-point favorite over the Dolphins. I think the Raiders are for real. And my last pick, George, I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers, which is about 3.5-point favorite over the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay is 5-6 in games against the 49ers, and they generally have not played well on the West Coast. I know they beat the 49ers last year, but that was when the 49ers were so beat up. They had so many injuries. That's not the case this year, although they do have issues running back. I just think that San Francisco is the better team. They're the more physical team, and Green Bay generally has trouble on the road against physical teams. So I really like the 49ers Sunday night against the Packers.
Okay, you've got San Fran. Give me the other two. San Fran.
Yeah, I've got the Raiders over Miami.
Raiders.
And I've got the Broncos over the Jets, which because I think the Jets are the worst team in football.
Okay, I want to hear from you next Friday. We'll review and then continue.
Good talk to you, George. You take care and have a great weekend.
You too. Okay, that means I got a line open. 615-844-5600. Jump in on the fun. I'm kicked back, relaxed. The weekend has begun. James in Nashville, you're next up. Welcome.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Good.
Good. So I'll tell you, I hadn't bowled in forever, but I'm looking forward to this thing. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited about where this is. To be able to say that we've got 46 committed foursomes, I'm just thrilled by what's going on.
Yeah, and then as I see the list of people that are on the email list, it looks like some old buddies that I hadn't seen in years are going to be there.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a little BGA reunion to it.
Yeah. So I guess the thing that has kind of been on my mind, secondly, I hate it, but I'm gonna take your whole thing this week about going for Arkansas. You booked it, and I'm going to take it anyway against my best advice.
So you have no confidence when I book it. Remember, I won a week ago. Well, had Memphis in a book it.
Yeah, and if you win Memphis in a book it, that's a good one. Hey, so it looks like over the last several years, everybody's been talking about how there are only four teams that ever make it to the playoffs. It looks like this year might be one where there are some outliers in almost all situations. And with that, I'd kind of like to get your take at this point in the season. Let's just say today's the end of the season.
Yeah.
How do you think that would go? I guess Bama's still there, but you look at some of the bluebirds. You got Oklahoma that's been on the ropes. Is still winning, but they've been on the ropes.
Yeah.
You got Clemson that's been on the ropes and has lost a game. You got Ohio State that is on the ropes against Tulsa. I mean, what do you think is going to happen this year? Can you give me kind of an idea?
Yeah. First of all, hang with me on this. I have come to the conclusion, I've watched them now three times, Ohio State, unless there's a massive turnaround in their defense, they are not going to make the college football playoff. The Big Ten has got a couple of more people that can beat them. And I think by the time we get to the end of November, I don't think they're going to be in the mix. Oklahoma, I can't figure out right now. Tulane played them to a 40-35 game. Who was it? Nebraska played them within a touchdown. I don't know
Nebraska
should
have beat them.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Oklahoma. The best thing they have done is kept themselves in the hunt, because even though they've been unimpressive, they've won. Clemson, it would not shock me tomorrow if NC State really gives them everything they want and then some. I don't know if Clemson's got any offense. Really don't.
It doesn't really seem like it.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, at some point, the way college football is played now, it's hard to win if you score 24 or less a game. And right now, that's what Clemson is. So, you know, Cincinnati, I've never thought would ever really get a shot. But you know what? When they play Notre Dame in a couple of weeks, if they were to win, and I don't think they do, but if they do, Cincinnati might get in.
Yeah, and Cincinnati, they've got a really good team this year. I mean, they have outperformed anybody that they thought they would. But it's going to be a tough one there at Notre Dame. I guess some of these teams are going to mature as they go along. But I think if we're looking at it today, Cincinnati might wind up in the playoffs.
It's amazing. A group of five to get in.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
But this is a weird. This is a year where, at least in the early going, maybe you could go 12 deep and have it be fun.
Yep, that's true. That could be a lot of fun. Although it looks like that's not going to happen because our Mr. Gee, the ex Vanderbilt guy, is dead set against it. So. That's just kind of the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I've noticed that. And in fact, I've tried to get him on the air, have not been successful so far, but I'll continue working on it. James?
It's been good talking football, and I can't wait for some of these big games to come up. Hopefully, stadiums will still be open when I get there, and I'm ready to go.
Have a good weekend. Enjoy your football.
You too. Bye now.
Okay, that's going to leave a line open. 615-844-5600. Hope somebody will jump in and continue the fun. Jeff in Murfreesboro, how are you today?
How's it going, George?
Good.
Well, first of all, big weekend for Kentucky. Their volleyball team opens up the SEC play tonight, plays Missouri and Moore Coliseum. So, four-time defending champs, see if they can get a fifth one. Open up SEC play, be on SEC Network at 6. The men's soccer teams in West Virginia, they're taking on the defending national champion in Marshall. They're ranked 5th in the country. Kentucky's ranked 10th. So they got a couple, two big ones in other sports besides football. And some other ones, I don't know what football's going to do. I hope they can get over the Chattanooga deal. I think they can. But on the road, you never know with the crowds now, that like it was, because last year it wasn't like that. But hopefully they can go on the road. They've won. Stoops is 6-2 against South Carolina's career. So I'm hoping he'll make it 7-2. If he does, he'll have the most SEC wins of any football coach at the University of Kentucky.
Remarkable.
26, which is not a lot. I know people don't think so, but that's okay. We just keep on plugging away. But number two, George, there was an article I read this morning. Guy Larry Vaught, he's got a website. He talked to Peter Burns about what he thinks the best college football jobs are. He thinks Kentucky is, because the fan base is realistic about things. He thinks Kentucky's better than LSU right now. And he said he wouldn't be surprised if Kentucky beats LSU. And he said Stoops is a few signature wins away from really taking Kentucky's program to heights. Of course, they got to play Georgia and Florida this year, too. So he doesn't know about them. He thinks they can beat LSU in Lexington. And he says that it's one of the top 10 jobs in college football because of the fan base. They don't expect too much. They're not like some of these schools like USC that wants to get rid of a coach or you know, some of these other ones want to get rid of.
It's a really it's a really interesting take, because all the pressure, Jeff, as you know, is on basketball, and football has always been. Listen, we hope we do well, but there's always basketball.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is, you got people in this state thinking they'll never win the East. They're never gonna win the SEC East. They're never gonna do nothing. They ain't gonna go to Atlanta. They'll never be there. That's the thing, but Stoops has got to change it. All he's got to do is do it one time. He's got to do it one time to get these people off of him. Like you said, you know, a few years ago they asked him about having a winning season after he won 10 games. He said he's just far from the course. People didn't think he's going to do nothing. But they won 7 games or 8 games, wherever they won. They went 8-5 that one year with Bowden being a running quarterback. Everybody knew what they were going to do in the stadium. They still couldn't stop. But one final thing, George, West Kentucky now, I don't know if you knew this, they've got like a top 15, top 20 volleyball program. So now they've got a coach, he's been there for a long time, probably over 20 years or so. So now their volleyball matches are on the radio, like football and basketball.
Really?
So they've got a guy that travels with them. There's a station up there in Bowling. I think it's a ESPN affiliate, I think, that does their volleyball matches.
Huh.
Like when they go on the road, like Conference USA, they've had some other matches before, the year's already started. But they've got a guy that does it. They do them on the radio now. It's just like football and basketball. He's the voice of Western volleyball. But it'd be kind of neat to have their AD on, or that guy, just talk about that a little bit, kind of how he does and stuff. But it's a different report. I've heard it some stuff high school on the radio, but never really a college situation. But it's kind of, they've got a real good program. They made the Sweet 16 last year in the NCAA tournament. They've got a real outstanding program. The guys, Travis Hudson's the coach. He's been there for a long time, probably 20, 25 years or so. But hang in there, George. I know it's getting close to baseball time with the Braves. Phillies are only 2 up, and next week, Georgia, it's a challenge in Atlanta. So we'll see if maybe you can survive those 3, but it's going to be tough. Hang in there, George. Have a good weekend. See
you too. Okay, let me go Zach in Lebanon. Zach, I got about a minute and a half, and if we need to carry over into the next segment, we will.
Hey, George.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, how long did you say it had been since Scott Hamilton was in Nashville at the skating championships?
No, it was that the first event in the arena was a figure skating championship in 97. It was in the winter of 97. That was the first big event that essentially opened the arena.
Well, that's about 20, 25 years, I guess.
Is this your real voice?
Yeah. I got a little sinus issue, I'm sorry.
Do you? Okay.
That's like 8 radio stations again.
Yes, it is, isn't it? So what's on your mind? Apparently nothing. Okay. Well, that was a great phone call. Okay, I've got a total bank wide open. I got 3 lines open. I'm looking for 3 red-blooded Americans to jump in and let's yap a little bit. Need 3 of you. I want to end the week in style. 615-844-5600 is the number. You call now, we'll get to you pretty quickly. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED
is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40, but the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes, too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kalutis.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at George Plaster TN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
3:42 is the time. We'll go back to the phones here in just a second. I've got two lines that are still open if you want to jump in. 615-844-5600. A couple of people have asked me, so I'll go ahead and say this again. I announced earlier that since the time we announced, I guess a couple of weeks ago, the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night, we now have 46 confirmed foursomes. Now, we're going to do this in two shifts, a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift, where we will attempt to have 32 paid foursomes in each shift, and they will be paired with one of 64 sports celebrities that will play in the event. over the weekend, if you want to sign up, because we're going to have this thing sold out, I think, by about October the 15th, you might want to check with some friends of yours, in particular those of you who really enjoy bowling. You can go to celebritybowlingnight at gmail.com and let us know on that site that you want to sign up, whether you want to sign up as an individual or whether you want to commit you and three others as a foursome. Whatever the case, we're moving in a hurry. And sometime in the next week or two, I'll start announcing who the celebs are, and you'll realize we're going to put on a hell of an event. Proceeds from it to benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. And I'm very excited about that. Okay, want to hear from a few more of you at 615-844-5600. Brooks in Nashville, welcome.
Hey, George, what's going on?
Doing good.
Hey, man, first-time caller. Hey, outside of
thank you.
The talk, you just briefly mentioned something about the question marks of Oklahoma, West Virginia, Clemson. You know, there's not enough sample size, if you will, to really.
Yeah, it's early. Man.
But my question, I don't know if you have any insight, opening up lines anywhere from like minus 800, minus 700 money line on Oklahoma, good value on West Virginia, but, you know, the spread minus 17, plus 19, or minus 19, depending where you're shopping on Oklahoma. So I'm just confused. I'm confused. I put in a big old parlay, so I'm just wondering if you have any insight on some of those players. I know that Oklahoma's defense has been all over the place, but they are veterans. They do have a pretty good defense followed behind their end at Isaiah Thomas and Rattler, of course, at quarterback. I'm just wondering, ABC game, West Virginia, wondering what's going to happen here. Any insight?
Yeah, hold on here a second. I'm going to run a couple of things by you. I'm looking at a site called scoresandodds.com.
Okay.
If you just simply take Oklahoma on the money line, it's minus 953, which means you're laying $953 for the chance to win an extra 100, which is, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense. West Virginia is the dog is plus 583, meaning if you put 100 up, you know, and they win, you win an additional 583. Look, I am not about to sit here and tell you that I believe in West Virginia. They've gotten off to a nice start. It was a good win last week against Virginia Tech. But going to Norman, I don't know. You know, it's a little bit of what you said starting out. You know, we're 2 to 3 weeks in. The sample sizes are really small. And the one thing that I've learned, when teams go on the road, you don't know what the hell you're getting. Virginia Tech looked like world beaters on that opening night in Lane Stadium when they dismantled North Carolina. That team didn't show up a week ago when they played at West Virginia. Home crowds stir in so many of the teams different stuff, which is part of why we ought to at least tip our cap to Alabama. Whether you like Alabama or not, they go on the road. They go all these places, and they just win. And they fight through it.
They're one of the best teams. Although that's another topic, I do think that they will not win this year. However, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, and I'll wrap things up shortly, but this crazy favorite parlay I put together.
Yeah, tell me what it is.
Legs of already hit, so I got my fingers crossed. Oh, it's favorites anywhere from Auburn, Georgia State, first half money line. Auburn taking that one to what I just told you.
Yeah.
So I just covered two soccer parlays. Anyway, all of which teams are home teams, because I was really harping on that. It's Houston money line against a Navy team. I think they're going to come out swinging. I like those dual threat quarterbacks, somebody who can also switch it up, play action, deep ball, run. and defense, of course, and a corn-fed offensive line.
Here's the other thing, and I'll leave it on this. For instance, Florida tomorrow. They are college kids, 18 to 22 years old. Florida emptied every emotional tank you could empty a week ago against Alabama. Agreed?
Agreed.
So do they have anything emotionally left tomorrow when they play Tennessee?
Somebody might think so. Maybe Vegas does.
Yeah, because it's
a minus 1,200.
Yeah, it's a big number. It's
hold insane. On here. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know.
It's 18 and a half, and yet.
That wouldn't surprise me. As a Tennessee Volunteer for life, that wouldn't surprise me. But once again, in the swamp, minus 1,200, home favorite. I'm behind you on this home stuff.
That's why they call it gambling.
Yep. Well, let's see. Good luck to all y'all gamblers out there, and it was good talking to you.
Hey, have a good weekend.
Take my call. Anytime.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Yeah, best of luck.
Same to you. Let's go Jack in Nashville. Final phone call of the day. Jack, how are you?
You might have asked you a baseball question.
Sure.
Since David Price opted out last year, did the Dodgers give him a World Series ring?
You know, I can't say I know that. It's a heck of a question. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
But
I don't either.
But hold on here a minute. Let me ask you a couple of things. Are you a Dodger fan?
No, I'm a Braves fan.
Braves fan. Okay. Are you worried?
Am I worried?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they have the pitching to make it all the way.
Well, I think I'm going a little quicker than that. Are you worried after yesterday about the division?
Yes. I'd say yes.
Yeah. I'm a little worried too, because here's what they're facing. The Phillies have three in a row in Pittsburgh against a Pirates team that has, you know, not had a great year. The Braves have San Diego for four, one of which is the completion of a suspended game in Atlanta in early August, where they're down a run. Tonight they play starting the fifth inning of a seven-inning game. By the end of the weekend, this thing might be dead even. And the Braves and the Phillies play three in a row in Atlanta, either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever the case, a three-game series in Atlanta. Heck yeah, I'm worried.
Did they win today?
Who?
The Braves.
They play tonight.
No, they were on television today.
They play tonight.
I know they play tonight. It's a doubleheader.
Yeah, and the first game is tonight at 7 o'clock. By the way, they did give him a ring, according to a friend of mine who just texted me. Jack, thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we'll have the final countdown when we come back. I have no idea what that is, but I'll figure it out shortly. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers. It's fun. It's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. Everybody talking about Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in the garage area arguing, but it was Kyle Larson with a checkered flag. Up next is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap. Every single weekday right here.
The final countdown. Now I'm going to go on the record. Gifts to the people. Oh, yeah. Gifts to the people. I don't doubt that a trumpet may get in there in a minute. Whether it does or not, I'm going to move on. Let's see what we get here. Trumpet. Thank you. Okay, all of you figured out I like Arkansas. First of all, my big reason for that is I'm not convinced about the quarterback position at A&M right now. I think it's shaky. Not that they're not a good football team, but they're not scoring enough, and Arkansas is going to force them in that environment in Arlington to score some. And I don't know if this young guy is good enough to put the kind of points up that they're going to need. Not only do I think Arkansas is going to cover, I kind of think they're going to win the game outright. So take Arkansas plus the 5.5. I mentioned tonight, Charlotte -3 at home against Middle. They were good enough to beat Duke a few weeks ago in Charlotte. I think they'll be good enough to beat MTSU. Same story with Virginia. Yeah, Wake Forest did beat Florida State last week, but last time I checked, even though this is hard to admit, everybody is beating Florida State. So I'm taking Arkansas, Charlotte, and Virginia as 3 plays against the spread. I'm going to do a 2-team teaser that involves Army and the Titans. Bottom line, Army is mashing people at home. They run that triple option, and teams have a hard time with very little practice time to prepare for it. Titans, I just think they're going to win outright. Whether they cover or not, I don't know, but I think they're going to win. So a two-team teaser of Army and the Titans seems fairly appropriate. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. I am off the Clemson bandwagon. I'm taking NC State tomorrow plus the 10. I think at home, NC State is a dangerous, motivated football team, and I'm not sure Clemson is good enough offensively to cover a double-digit number on the road against a decent ACC team. Final play is Michigan State. Mel Tucker, in a year and three games, has taken them from a pretty bad Big Ten team to pretty respectable. They're better than Nebraska. Adrian Martinez is a fraud at quarterback for Nebraska. Great runner, can't throw a lick. Take Michigan State minus the points. All of you have a great weekend. To those of you who have already signed up for our bowling event, thank you so much. Those of you who haven't but want to, go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.